Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way.
Goodbye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bye breaks, the cradle will rock.
See you later.
Mike, take a look at this.
Baby and doll.
Yeah, Cindy really loves that doll.
Do you know this is the 9th bottle she's feeding her today?
You better get some more of those little diapers ready.
Oh, have a good time, dear.
Yeah. Have fun around the house.
Yeah, I'll start by straightening up the kids' room.
And down will come cradle, baby and doll.
Why do I gotta...
Because I'm putting my baby to sleep, that's why.
That's no baby, that's just a dopey old doll.
You stop that. Kitty Carryall doesn't make noise when you're taking a nap.
Stop that, Tiger. You'll wake up Kitty. Goodbye, baby.
I don't know who asked that stupid old doll to come live here anyway.
I did.
Well, I didn't. I wish she'd move out and never come back.
You stop that. You'll hurt her feelings.
She hasn't got any feelings. She's full of sawdust or rags or something.
The guy can't even practice his kazoo anymore.
Now you be a good little girl now, or Mommy gets your bottle.
Here we are. To drink this whole bottle, so you'll have nice strong. Kitty, where are you? Mommy!
Cindy, honey, what's wrong?
She was here and now she's gone.
Who was here and now she's gone?
Kitty, she's been kidnapped. He did. He's the one who did it.
Simple explanation for this.
There is. He took it.
Maybe you put her down someplace.
No, I didn't. He was right here on the couch. Then she was gone. And he was gone, too.
Well, I just walked in the other room to toot my kazoo. Because I like to walk when I toot.
I'm going to tell Daddy on him.
Oh, sweetheart. Daddy's gone to play golf. And anyway, we don't want to bother Daddy about this on his day off. Well, maybe we can figure out what happened.
I told you what happened. He took it.
I didn't.
Come on, Bobby. You can tell us.
What?
Where'd you hide Cindy's doll?
I didn't hide it, like I told Mom.
Honest?
Honest.
Would you swear to it? The sacred oath?
Even the sacred oath.
Boy, that proves you didn't take it. No, sir.
Are you sure Bobby took her?
Sure I am. He said he hated Kitty.
I heard him say it lots of times.
And she doesn't even have her bottle. She'll starve to death.
Come on.
Where are we going?
We're gonna get that doll back.
Yeah. If I didn't take it, Cindy shouldn't say he did.
Right. Come on, she can't accuse him and get away with it.
Bobby, you give Kitty back!
Listen here, Cindy.
What's going on in here?
He took it!
He did not!
He did!
Hold it!
Will somebody fill me in?
Well, Cindy's doll is missing, and the girls think Bobby took it.
Well, Bobby?
I didn't take it.
He did, too!
He did not! He did not!
Cut!
All right, everybody into his room. Come on, hurry up.
Oh, yeah!
Bobby didn't take the doll! He didn't do it!
Quiet. Let's just settle down in there. Come on, settle down. Honey, I know Bobby. If he says he didn't take the doll, I believe him.
Well, Cindy always tells the truth, too.
Oh, well, I believe she thinks he took the doll, but maybe she dropped it somewhere. You know, kids are always misplacing things.
Well, that's true. You know, one time Marcia lost her left shoe, and a month later we found it in the freezer.
Well, I'm going to talk to the kids again.
It won't do any good, Mike. I've talked to them, and they don't know where it is.
Okay, then we'll search the house from top to bottom until we find the doll.
All right, kids,
let's fall in for search detail. Come on.
Up, do it.
Come on.
Come on, come on. Hurry up. Let's go.
Come on, girls.
Can I help you, Mr. Brady?
No, thanks, Alice.
What are you looking for?
Doll.
In the refrigerator?
Why not? Just as apt to be here as anywhere.
What are you looking for now?
Same doll.
If I'd known you wanted a doll so bad, I'd have baked one. Still looking for that doll?
Yeah.
Mr. Brady, it's none of my business, but the next time you play golf, maybe you better wear a sunbonnet.
You gotta find that doll.
Mrs. Brady, what are you doing?
Alice, you'll never guess what I'm looking for.
A doll?
How'd you know?
There's a lot of that going around.
I found it! I found it! Kitty? No, the earring I lost last week.
My skate key! I thought I'd never see it again!
Well, we gotta look some more. You know, we've done all we can do here.
You sure have.
Let's see. If I was a doll, where would I go?
To me, sweetheart.
That's all you think about.
Girls.
Now, never mind that. Keep looking.
There's nothing over here.
Well, it's got to be someplace. Try somewhere else.
What'd you find?
Oh, nothing.
Come on, what is it?
Nothing. Just an old candy bar I lost a long time ago.
How do you know it's yours? I once lost one, too.
Was yours dark chocolate with almonds?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
Well, too bad. This one's vanilla fudge.
Come on, you guys. There's no doll around here.
Did you get the license number of the truck that went through here?
Doggone it. We lost the whole morning looking for that stupid doll.
What if Dad makes us keep looking forever?
Oh, no.
I'm glad she's gone. I hated that doll.
Maybe Cindy was right. Maybe you did take it after all.
I didn't.
Come on, Peter. What does he care if we never have any fun again?
Hey, what about me?
Yeah, what about you?
One thing sure it isn't in the house. I've searched every nook and cranny.
Mike,
oh, yeah.
Can I play?
Oh,
get out of here.
Bobby.
Nobody wants you. Go on.
That's not fair. They're treating Bobby as if he were a criminal.
We've got to do something about that doll.
This is going far enough. I want you to pay very careful attention to what I'm going to say. I'm talking to you, too, because you're the oldest. You see, in this country, we're very proud to have a process known as the law. And under the law, a man is presumed innocent until he's proven guilty.
Right, Dad.
In other words, we don't hang anybody without a fair trial.
Everybody knows that.
Sure, but sometimes we tend to forget. Well, I'm glad you understand. I'll see you kids later. I have to go shopping with your mother.
Bye. You know something? Dad's right. We don't know for sure Bobby's guilty. Nobody saw him take that doll.
Right. Let's give him a fair trial.
Good.
Then we'll hang him.
Oh, I
come on, kids. Now, I haven't got time to fool around.
But, Alice, we got to have a judge.
Mom and Dad aren't home.
Okay, okay, but no loopholes, no long habeas corpuses. I got a pot roast in the oven.
Thanks, Alice. You got it all set up. You sit up there.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Court is now in session. Judge Alice presiding.
I'll be the DA because everybody knows he's guilty.
I object. There's something illegal about that.
Come on, let's get this case on the road.
You two are the jury.
Order in the court. Okay, DA, call your first witness.
My first witness is Cindy herself. Cindy, sit down here. Now tell the jury what happened in your own words.
Well, Kitty's gone, and Bobby took her because nobody else was there. And those are my own words.
Does that mean we vote guilty now?
Hey, I want a chance to say something.
Barrister, you may proceed.
Okay, defendant, what's your name?
You know my name.
I know, but I want the jury to hear it.
They know my name, too. Everybody here knows my name.
Let me at him. Where were you on the night of March 9th?
Before or after 9 o'clock?
What difference does it make?
I'm not allowed up past 9 o'clock.
He's guilty, all right.
I'm not guilty. I didn't take that doll no matter what she says. I wouldn't do a thing like that. Maybe we fight sometimes, but Cindy's my sister and... Well, I just wouldn't do a thing like that.
Well, jury, you've heard both sides. Now it's deliberating time. And make it snappy. I can smell that pot roast from here.
I know Jan will vote guilty.
Peter and Bobby are just like that. He won't vote against him.
Have you reached a verdict?
Yes, Your Honor, I vote not guilty.
You mean guilty? You've been saying all along he's guilty.
I changed my mind after his speech.
I knew I'd pull you through.
Just a minute. I vote he's guilty.
That's immaterial. A while ago, you said he was innocent.
So what? I did a lot of deliberating, and he's guilty.
Well, looks like we've got a hung jury.
Alex, send him Springy.
My pot roast. Case dismissed. Oh.
Oh, no. It's
going to
be hot. Look out.
Oh. Now I know why judges get paid so much. They got to keep buying new pot roasts.
Greg's playing with Bobby. That little talk about fair play seems to have done some good.
Yeah. Hey, Dad. Dad.
Yes?
Would you burn some into me? Bobby can't even dent my glove.
Maybe later, Greg. Why don't you ask Peter? He's a good pitcher.
Yeah, a good pitcher, but a rotten jury.
Come on, Bobby. What's that all about?
Don't ask me. I only live here.
Would you ask Jan to give me back my curlers?
Why don't you ask her yourself?
Me talk to Benedict Arnold? I'd sooner beat his bard.
What's that about?
Don't ask me. I only live here. Mike?
Yeah, honey?
I'm sorry about dinner.
It's all right.
Well, I'm afraid it wasn't exactly a gourmet's delight.
Oh, I don't know. One doesn't get charcoal, broiled charcoal every day.
Well, at least we know why. You can't be a good chef and a judge at the same time.
Yeah, what's the latest communique from the front?
Well, let's see. Marcia isn't talking to Jan because she voted against her. Greg isn't talking to Peter because he voted against him. On the other hand, Bobby is talking to Jan because she voted for him. On the other hand, Cindy still is angry at Bobby because she's sure he took Kitty. On the other hand...
Wait a minute. That's five hands.
Well, we've got a big family.
Poor Cindy, she went to bed right after dinner.
Oh, I think we should look in on her.
Yeah, good idea. Ready to say your prayers, honey?
Please, God, bless Mommy and Daddy and Alice and Greg and Marcia and Peter and Jan and even Bobby. And God bless Kitty Carryall, wherever she is.
Good night, Cindy.
Good night. Mommy brought him for me. He looks groovy. Neato. Beat it, tiger. Dogs don't belong in a jungle. Half as smart as Kitty. She used to talk to me all the time. She never talked to me. That's because you were mean to her. You took her away. You better not say that. I had a fair trial and they said I was immaterial. They did not. It was a hands-up jury. Over again, Jumbo. Wait a minute. I'll play you some music. Where's my kazoo? Dad, my kazoo, it's gone. It was right here. You took it. You took my kazoo.
I did not.
You did so.
All right. Well, what's up, Bobby?
She took my kazoo.
I did not.
Now, just a minute. Maybe you put it in your pocket.
No, I didn't. I'll show you.
Is that it?
Just about. I got another pocket to go.
You sure you don't have your bicycle in there? Anything else?
Just a couple more things. That proves she took my kazoo.
No, it proves no such thing. If Cindy says she didn't take it, I believe her. The same way I believed you when you said you didn't take her doll.
But, Daddy...
Come here, Cindy, sit down. I want to tell you something. Sometimes we can be deceived by circumstantial evidence.
Circumspecial?
No, circumstantial. That's when things look different than they really are.
Like when a lady puts on false eyelashes?
Well, something like that. You see, now each one of you knows that he's innocent, but the way things look, they think the other one is guilty.
And that's not right?
No, far from it. You know, sometimes innocent men go to jail because of circumstantial evidence?
Okay. Then I believe Cindy's innocent. Then I believe Bobby's innocent.
Good.
Even if he's guilty.
Well, I wish I had better news to report. I've searched the house again. No doll, no kazoo.
Bobby here seems to be bearing up a little better than Cindy.
Well, I guess maybe girls must love dolls more than boys love kazoos.
You know, you're a very smart boy, Bobby, because that's true. I remember once when I was a little girl, I lost my favorite doll, and I cried for over a week.
Boy, you must have got everybody in the house wet.
I think I did.
Well, I don't think we ought to give up. I think we ought to keep on searching. It's bound to turn up, hmm?
Okay. Come on, Bob.
Thank you.
There you are, young lady. I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fun with this. Thank you, ma'am. Come again. Hello there, young man. Can I help you?
Yeah, I want to buy something for my sister, even if she says I did and I didn't.
Didn't what?
Well, it's called Circum Special or something, and it's real bad. Even if Cindy doesn't understand because she's so young.
Well, she's lucky to have a brother like you.
You're not kidding. She lost a doll named Kitty and... Kitty, that's Kitty Carryall.
And that's the last one I have. Keep running out.
Boy, will Cindy be happy. I'll take it.
Okay. You mean you're willing to spend so much money on your sister?
My whole life savings. Have I got enough?
Well, let's see. Just enough and 3 cents over. How's that?
Okay.
There we are. Bye-bye now.
Bye. And I'm not giving this to you because I like you or anything like that. It's just that... Well, my piggy bank was getting too full, and I had to buy something.
Now, isn't it wonderful to have a brother like that?
And it's not even your birthday. Oh, I think Kitty's trying to say something. Come here, Kitty. What's that? Oh, you want your mommy to hold you? Here.
Would you like me to fix her a bottle, and then you can put her to bed?
Okay. Rock-a-bye, baby. I'm sorry, but it's not my kitty.
But, honey, she's exactly the same.
They're my twins.
She's only a matter of getting used to her. But you'll see, in no time at all, she'll be just... Oh, Mike, what are we gonna do? She's heartbroken.
Give her a little time. Like you said, she'll get used to it.
Tiger! Come back here! Tiger! Tiger!
Maybe he's over in the neighbor's yard.
No, the gate's locked.
Let's try the backyard. Maybe he's back there.
Tiger! Cindy, have you seen Tiger?
He's in the doghouse. Let's try there.
Tiger! Tiger!
What's going on?
Oh, we can't find Tiger.
Tiger, you dummy dog.
My kazoo!
What have we here?
My kitty!
All right, Tiger, come on out of there. Come on. Tiger? Come on back. Now sit. Tiger, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Mike, aren't you convicting Tiger without a fair trial?
Yeah, you're right. Tiger, you've been accused of doll napping and kazoo snatching. How do you plead? Glad today's behind us. I still can't understand how a child can get so attached to an inanimate object.
I suppose everybody's like that.
Well, kids maybe.
I'm sure glad you're not.
What do you mean by that?
Well, dear, I've been waiting for the right time to tell you this.
Tell me what?
You know your golf club?
Which one?
The one you made the hole-in-one with.
What about it?
Well, I've looked everywhere for it, but it's just disappeared, vanished.
But my lucky 7-iron. Well, I might as well give up golf. That was my favorite club. Oh, well, I'm sunk now.
Now you understand?
I certainly do. Good night, dear.
Mike Brady.